Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WWL TV investigative reporter and anchor. And now we go to David Hammer, WWL TV investigative reporter, to talk about New Orleans' audit of building inspectors. And David, before we get to that, I want you to answer our WWL opinion poll, which is, and don't overthink it, you got a choice. Both are ready to run the Saints offense. You got Drew Brees, you got Russell Wilson on the sideline. Who are you picking?
Oh, man, I can't believe you're putting me on the spot like this. I love Drew Brees.
Well, you can abstain if you want. Well, that's the point of the question, David, because it goes to a business decision or not, right?
I'm very concerned about his ability to go forward here if he doesn't retire. But out of loyalty.
Let me craft you an out. Concerned about Drew Brees and his future. While you would love to see him quarterback the Saints, you would say, Drew, go enjoy your life in the booth, enjoy your family, and let a younger guy in terms of Russell Wilson take over. How about that?
I'm ride or die with Drew Brees. I'm just going to say that.
Tell me about the audit that was supposed to happen after the Hard Rock collapse and the mess that the city's building inspection department was in.
Well, after the Hard Rock collapse, we looked very closely at this back in January of 2020 and showed, by going through GPS data that tracked the city trucks that the inspectors used to go around and look at building projects, not just the Hard Rock, but all of these major building projects that were going on downtown and residential projects as well, to see if they were really showing up for inspections or if they were just taking contractors' pictures and passing them off as their own. And we got a really telling audio recording of inspectors meeting even before the Hard Rock collapse, and their bosses telling them, you've got to go out there and actually go to these places because we're tracking your whereabouts. And we found that, one out of every three of these inspections, they were not actually physically showing up according to the GPS data. And so the city recognized that this was a major problem. They moved very quickly after we did those stories to fire some of the inspectors, to say that they were implementing new measures to make sure that they were following through, because they fill a very important function in terms of making sure that these construction projects are not, shortcutting and doing other dangerous things and are following the processes and procedures. And they promised, this was Gilbert Montagno, the CAO of the city, promised that they would do a very robust audit over the next several months. And that didn't appear to happen, because we ended up getting the documents that the actual data from that audit. And we spoke to one of the people who audited the data and found out that they were really very haphazard in the way they put it together. They didn't really look at as many files as it appeared of actual inspectors' GPS data. And it really showed, first of all, that there were still a lot of inspections where the inspectors were not apparently showing up, but also they just never really followed through on the kind of tight controls that they promised. So that's why we did the story here, especially following up on what Katie found with the third-party inspectors and just how completely unregulated and unsecure that process is. We wanted to make sure that we followed up on what they promised us, and they did not appear to deliver.
I built this house in 1993, not me, but, you know, paid for it and so forth. And I mentioned earlier, 5th District, they sent their inspectors out because they had a larger interest in the house at that point than did I in terms of equity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, is it for people that might be hearing this and might be worried, if they're building a house or if they built a house in Orleans Parish, there were other people that were involved in the inspection process representing their interests?
That's a very good point. No, that's absolutely true. You know, there are all kinds of third-party groups that will go in, especially when you have, you know, major amounts of insurance and like you said, mortgages involved. People are sending out their own people to make sure that the work is in accordance with certain standards. But in terms of actually meeting city codes, in terms of actually meeting the approved plans that the city had already approved, there's only really one entity that can do that, and that's the city.
We can take a break, pick it up here. We come back. One other thing I know when it comes to residential repairs, if you want to call it, renovations, extensions, the do-it-yourselfers, if they don't get a permit, sometimes you can buy a house, and that's where the city comes in, and they're so important. Because if there is, in the previous scenario we talked about, if there is no third-party financing and you don't get a permit, well, then you could buy a house that a half-fast contractor did himself, not a real contractor, but just a guy, you know, watched TV shows and thought he knew how to do it, and you could be inheriting or at least buying one hell of a mess. 8:51, 9 till 9, time for traffic now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Hammer, WWL TV investigative reporter, about New Orleans' audit of building inspectors after the Hard Rock collapse, rather. And it's, I guess, incohesive and improper. David, be a couple of good words to describe it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole scope of it was very, very limited. And then the way that the auditors did it, each auditor kind of did their own thing, and they didn't really look at a representative sample. So it was really not a useful tool, is what one of the auditors told me.
And I mentioned before the break about some half-fast contractors that are doing work without permits. If they don't have enough inspectors to see or to check on people that have permits that are doing projects, is there an issue with not enough inspectors to see if they even have permits for the jobs?
Yeah, well, I mean, and that is the idea behind the third-party inspections, is that they needed to fill that gap. They didn't have enough. They have even fewer now because a lot of the people who were wrapped up in some of the bribery investigations and have been there a long time or just hit retirement age have left, and they've not been able to fill those positions. They're steadily starting to build up the roster at the city. But you make a really good point, Tommy, because think back to the way things were right after Katrina and the kind of wild, wild west of contracting and the contractors who would do, like you said, half of the job and leave and other things. The inspection process is supposed to protect homeowners, because part of the concept here is that homeowners are not aware of a lot of the things that have to happen with permitting and with, bringing buildings up to code. And the check against that is the inspectors. I mean, think of it this way: with those big projects like the Odeon Hotel, where we found that they didn't show up for some of the inspections, or the Hard Rock, those are really, you know, totally different types of construction projects than a residential home. And those, you know, large projects, high rises, are very dangerous. And we saw how terrible that can be with the ultimate example of that with the collapse of the Hard Rock in October 2019. But houses, the problem isn't so much that it's going to collapse and you're going to get hurt. The problem is, you know, you're going to have major, you know, weaknesses in the structure. You're going to have major repairs that you have to do back behind the contractor if they do shoddy work. And your protection is supposed to be those inspections.
And again, if there's no financing involved, you don't have anybody there looking out for your interest. And most of it is hidden and behind the walls, and the time to get that straight is before you put the walls up, not after.
Right.
Any final thoughts for us?
Yeah, ahead, David. No. And that's where, if you have that audio, that if you listen to the audio, which we posted online on WWLTV.com, you can hear the inspectors talking about, we actually have to do these rough-in inspections, the inspections before they close the walls. And it's just shocking to hear how little of their basic process they were actually following.
Incredible. I'm sure you continue this investigation. You're continuing
to
work on it.
Yes.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you again
There's
soon.
More to come, I promise you.
Thank you for the work you do. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tommy.
David Hammer, WWLTV investigative reporter. When we come back, we're going to talk about the U.S. and the Middle East and the U.S. Launching.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.